This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
Surrey, BC's largest school district, is endorsing the global climate strike with students leaving class on Friday to protest. I don't know which is scarier, having people in the educational establishment endorse the climate strike campaign, even if they haven't bothered to read the demands, or endorse it after they have. I mean, see for yourself. Go to globalclimatestrike.net. Start by looking at what they're asking for. An energy revolution with, in quotes, equity, reparations, and climate justice at its heart, end of quote. I mean, the goal is not to reduce emissions. No, it's climate justice along with wealth redistribution. Tens of billions of dollars from countries like Canada, US, and Germany to other countries like in Africa and South America, etc. I mean, they demand also that no fossil fuels be in use by 2030. Instead, 100% renewables. As climate activist James Hansen, now that's Al Gore's climate advisor and the scientist who literally started the global warming worry in 1988, says, is a grotesquely simplistic and dangerous idea. What's clearly lacking is the understanding that saying there's a climate emergency doesn't legitimize and justify every action claiming to mitigate it. The Surrey School District claims that its mission is to teach students to think critically. Well, why don't you do just that? Starting with the fact that there's no practical plan to eliminate all fossil fuels and the literally thousands of products made from them in the next 10, even 20 or 30 years. At the same time, how about discussing the consequences of putting over 400,000 men and women out of a job in Canada, in Alberta, of course, BC's Peace River District, as well as every other province? What about having the students explain another of the climate strikers' notable demands, and that is rejecting all carbon capture and storage, including bioenergy with carbon capture, and all other what they call techno-fixes? Great. Just say no to technology. Say no to cost-benefit analysis. No to economics. Not surprisingly, no to any private sector solutions. Gee, you think there might be a political agenda at work here? This is what the people behind the climate strikes are demanding, and BC's biggest school district is endorsing, as well as some teachers and many in the media. You know, it's lucky that dunce caps are no longer in style. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.